Chet Megillah that talks about the Beit Knesset and different laws that involve selling and buying, and the Kedusha, the sanctity of the money that is upon the Kesef that was used to purchase items of Kedusha. And the Mishnah said you may only upgrade the money in Kedusha, you may not downgrade it. This is says the Gemara.
This is where we learn everything from upgrading for like a shul that you can't buy in like.
Absolutely. All of the halachas that come with shul selling and purchasing and Sefer Torah that are very. It's a complicated halacha section, and it all comes from this parak. V'nei ha'ir shemachu ruchova shel ir. So the Mishnah says the people of the city who sell the road of the city. Amar Rav Abrachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Divrei Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosi Stumta'a. This is the opinion of Rabbi Menachem. They were associating the Tana like him. The Chacham disagree, and they hold the Rechov of the city has no Kedusha. So Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosi, my time, why does Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosi hold there is Kedusha to the Rechov of the city? Answer, Hoel v'ha'am mispalalin bo b'ta'anios u'b'ma'amados. Since there are times in Mesechus Tainus, if you ever learn Mesechus Tainus, you'll see that there are times when they would go into the Rechov. We don't do this anymore, but in the city they would go into the Rechov by a Ta'ani. I'm sorry, Noach? That's wonderful. Really, that's wonderful. You'll see at the end of the year, when they're in Masechta, that they do go to the city. So he held that since they would go there, it had an element of Kedusha. Rabbanan, hahu ekroi ba'alma. The Rabbanan disagree. They say it's true that they do daven there, but since it's only be'ekroi ba'alma, it's not kavua, it doesn't create Kedusha. Beis HaKnesses lo k'nteva. The first goes Beis HaKnesses. You sell the Beis HaKnesses, you can use the money to buy a teva. A teva in the context of this of the Mishnah is the Aron Kodesh, not the Bima. It means the Aron Kodesh. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Lo shanu ele Beis HaKnesses shel kifarim. This refers to a shul of a village. Aval Beis HaKnesses shel krochen kiven demi alma asulei lo matzi mezavnilei. Dehavalei rabim. The problem is there's no ownership on a city shul. It's a difficult issue. Today, don't get into it today. Today, we're going to see there's different ways that you can maintain ownership on a shul. But without any conditions that were made, a village shul is owned by the village because it's used only by the village and the one or two visitors that come every month. A city shul is used by the city, but by all the wayfarers, by all the travelers. Therefore, they have a din of Bailam on that shul. There's no ownership. Can't sell it. That's what Rabbi Yochanan. That's what Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni says in the name of Rabbi Yonasan. Amar Ravashi, Hai Beit Knesset de Masa Machsei. Ravashi says the following: the shul in the city of Masa Machsei, Afal Gav de Me'alma Asule. Even though people come from all over the place to daven there, Kivan de Adaita Didika Asu. Ravashi said this with pure modesty, and I mean this without sarcasm, Ravashi, but he understood that they came for him, and not for they weren't just stam davening there, and Ravashi felt, if I want to sell it, I can sell it, if we want to sell it, we can sell it. This means Ravashi would never talk this way, but when it comes to halacha, he has to tell you the halacha, and the halacha is, you know, it's similar. If you want to give an example, you have a shul, have a big, maybe, where there's a big grand rabbi, the Belzer Rebbe, let's say, and everyone goes to see him. So people from all over the world go there, but they're going really to see the court, see the Hasidic court, let's say, for as a marshal. So then that wouldn't have the status of a wayfair shul. You understand? That's what I would imagine the idea is. Meisivei. There's a story about an incident of the shul of the Tursium. The Tursi were people who came from. They were people who were copper miners, copper smiths, and they had their own shul, the coppersmith shul. And Shemachrul Rabbi Eliezer, and they sold it to Rabbi Eliezer for Asaba called Tzrachav, and he used it for all of his needs, which is a different issue, which we're not going to get into now. But Hasam de Krachim Have, that was a city, that was the city Yerushalayim is a big city, and yet they sold it. That was a little shtibel they had. V'inu avdua, they made it themselves. In other words, it's not about a big city shul. It's about a shul it's not about a shul in a big city. It's about a big city shul. You can have, if you have a small shul in a big city, that doesn't. We mean the shul, the town. We mean the one that everyone, the travelers, all go to have a wonderful and productive tug.